Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one here in Canada near me, this Indian man was arrested where he reported to have a medical condition and then attempted to have a female physician touch a schwing-schwang. He even used a stolen identity so he wouldn't get caught. What's wrong with Indian men like this? Is it the fact that Indians on average have lower IQs? Why are they so touchy-feely with women they haven't initiated courtship with yet? India doesn't seem to be sending its best to Canada anymore. Moving on, Bambi Dell says that every man has an addiction, be it smoking, drinking, gambling, or women. Funny how I don't have any of those. I don't even get to enjoy food, consumerism, and travel anymore. The closest thing that I have to an addiction is rubbing one out every couple days and occasionally listening to music. Making money too, but that's a means to an end, which is spreading my ideas out there. I wonder what her addiction is. Chasing Tyrone and gold digging, perhaps. Number three, and speaking of addictions, here are Jack Nicholson's wildest party days when he was womanizing, doing drugs, and having sex with his stalker. He probably picked the best-looking one in the bunch, too. Because you know there are hundreds of women throwing themselves at him in his prime. Getting together with your stalker is probably the closest a man can come to having a woman love him in his lifetime. Too bad Jack doesn't remember any of it. What a legend. Up next, this woman says that only white people can be European. What a hateful and racist thing to say. Because Indians and Somalis can be just as European in this day and age. They will say that all it takes is being born in Europe, making you a European. The cultural enrichers want to label anyone that's not white as European, so the Europeans accept them as replacers instead of invaders. The better question to ask is, why are there white people in Middle Eastern countries if they belong in Europe? Number 5, here's proof that the 80-20 rule is invalid, and then it's more like 95-5. Women don't want 95% of the men on dating apps, while men like 52% of women. This is yet more proof that 95% of men are invisible to them. The way a man sees the average 60-year-old woman on the street is the way women see most dudes. The majority of people on dating apps are desperate guys, and it's not working for them. So they're leaving the apps, and that's why Match Group stock has crashed. Moving on, a study shows that breaking up is harder for men than women. That steady relationships are more important to dudes. Obviously, we're happiest when we get sex on a regular basis from women that we love. Women are more upset initially, but after a few days, they get over it. Men suffer much longer. Women also tend to move on faster when they break up because oftentimes they've already got somebody else lined up. For men, it can take some time to find a replacement. Number 7, this high school teacher was arrested for supposedly having a relationship with a 16-year-old student. Now this is more like it. This is what my high school teachers used to look like. What an unlucky guy for getting together with Broomhilda here. We need to arrest the student too and teach him a lesson to never sleep with someone like this ever again. This looks like Jay Leno's transgender stunt double. This is why we didn't smash our teachers in high school. Up next, somebody's wondering whatever happened to gang convention booth babes. They disappeared about 15 years ago now. That sounds around the time when fat, ugly women infiltrated the gaming business and fired all of them because they didn't want to compete for attention with them. Also, Nita Sarkeesian happened. What a wonderful Canadian woman from Toronto trying to destroy everything in the gaming industry that men love. It's all thanks to Gamergate, too. Number 9, Coach Sherrone Moore threw away his family with 3 kids to get his hands on this hot young blonde assistant. Looks like White Pussycat is one hell of a drug. He was also fired and lost a $14 million buyout clause. He flushed his whole life down the toilet because he couldn't keep his hands off of a snow bunny. Why do men that have so much going for them in life throw it all away and sabotage themselves for dumb young broads? Moving on, what if someone says to you, I don't like you? How do you respond? I would tell them I don't care. Plenty of people don't like me and no one is this direct in person. They either give you the cold shoulder, one-word answers, or do all kinds of passive-aggressive BS to make you leave, especially in a place like Canada. People do everything they can to avoid confrontation unless they're in a place like Eastern Europe where they'll actually tell you things to your face. It's a cultural thing. Number 11, these 2 undocumented Chinese migrants got busted for running a prostitution ring in a massage parlor. It's tragic, really. They were in the business of happy endings, but it's a sad ending for them. We should make the oldest profession in the world legal because even ugly people want to get laid. Also, how is this even news? Because from what I've heard, every massage parlor follows their business model. Maybe their competition turned them into ice or something. Up next, apparently now the gender pay gap is perpetuated by teenage girls who want jobs that pay less money. And I'm sure this is also somehow men's fault too. Remember that every situation where women don't get ahead of men is men's fault. How is this even true when women under the age of 30 are making more money per worker than men are? Even if women were somehow making 20% more money than men, they would make up a story about how they were being oppressed by the higher pay. Number 13, people say that here's the reason why Africa is poor. Because people spend more money on churches instead of schools. That's IQ. How are you supposed to build an advanced civilization when the average intelligence level in your country is that of a 12-year-old European child? Once you put corrupt morons in charge of African governments, they take all the money for themselves and leave everyone else high and dry. Moving on, Canada and America used to be equally prosperous, but no more. Why is that? Many reasons, including a lower Canadian dollar, Trudeau flooding the country with migrants, but all that really matters is that neither country is keeping up with inflation and the cost of living these days. I've shown this graphic before showing you how once Trudeau got in, things got really bad. Canada grew its population faster than its economy, and this is what happened. Number 15, this 8-year-old kid walked 5 kilometers or 3 miles in minus 9 Celsius or 16 degrees Fahrenheit to take an exam, and he still got 99 out of 100. That's how cold it is in Canada the day I saw this. And we used to walk home in temperatures colder than that. I remember back in 1998, it was minus 17 or minus 28 with the wind chill. And it was so cold that when I got to school, I was blind for a couple of minutes. Ultimately, this kid should have dressed better for the weather. Up next, the former woke girl from Best Buy is now a goth girl at GameStop. Her neck also appears to have grown an extra few inches. And many of you guys out there are crying out that you voted for this and that you also can fix her. But is she really a goth? Just because she dyed her hair black and put on a black corporate shirt doesn't mean that. I don't care what she wears or what her political leanings are. That nose ring is a definite no-no. Number 17 here, bro, was red-pilled before it was even a thing. He's 71 and locked himself away for 55 years because he has a fear of women. He spent the whole time in this 16-foot enclosure to make sure no women came close to him. Wait until he finds out that there are over 100 more genders out there to be terrified of. There could be a zombie apocalypse and he probably wouldn't even know about it for over a year. Ironically, it's also local women that keep him alive by giving him food and other essentials. Moving on, Asia Carrera has an IQ of 156 today, and as a 15-year-old performed piano at Carnegie Hall. Yet she had multiple degrees with a great future, but still chose to work in corn. Why? Maybe she loves sex, attention, and money. I still love her scenes from the campy film Planet of the Babes. Her net worth today is also $6 million. Do you really think she could have had that much if she didn't do what she did in the spicy content department? Forget about it. Number 19, rumors are spreading that Russia wants to bring in Indians visa-free so they can marry Russian girls and marry them to grow the population. Obviously, it's a fake story. But if it was true, they'd probably be doing it to bring in fresh Jeep cannon fodder. They would catch all of them and send them to the front lines to clear mines and become target practice for drone pilots. But we shouldn't even joke about this because some poor Indian guys might actually believe it. Up next, a new trans surgery dropped. Caldera is getting a new experimental pelvis widening surgery. And it's done in a way that makes trans women's hips feel and look more natural. Once it works in the trans community, you just know that regular women will also start getting this surgery. But widening their hips will just increase stress on their knees, muscles, and ligaments. Looks like the female knee is different than the male one. Who knew? But then the surgeons will actually have to sell them that procedure to trans women who are no longer able to walk. Number 21, what if the original Tomb Raider was made by today's Western game developers? It would be called Fridge Raider instead, and this isn't very accurate because that chest would actually have to be flat. Then she would have a perfectly round shape and could audition for a cameo in the Indiana Jones reboot, as the boulder that chases Indy through the temple at the beginning of Raiders of the Lost Ark. She would also be carrying EBT cards instead of guns. Moving on, this proves that women don't care if you're a criminal so long as you're a good-looking man. The fact that they have high-profile cases where they abandoned important men and gained status from it is what women are really drawn to. People say that it's hebristophilia and that women are attracted to violent dudes. But it's more than that. They're attracted to the high-profile ones that are also attractive. These two situations prove my case. Number 23, a woman's brain shrinks during pregnancy, and it takes 6 months to regrow it. The average woman in the West had 7 to 8 kids throughout her lifetime in the 1800s. Most didn't actually make it due to harsher living conditions. So that meant for almost 10 years of her life, from the age of 20 to 30, women's IQs were a lot lower back then. Looks like so much of women's progress is them being childless, but in the end civilization will collapse, and they'll go back to being brood mares for the state. Up next, what's that fatty doing there? Getting a profile picture for Tinder or Hinge, perhaps? The simps will fall for it and match with her thinking that she's one of the other women. It's like playing the lottery, and she's the female equivalent of the bad wheel on a shopping cart. I'm also pretty sure she's about to tell the cameraman that they're all taken. If I had to choose, I'd take the one next to her in the little white skirts. Number 25 and the last one, men proposing to women these days are becoming rarer and rarer. You can see that with all the jewelry stores going out of business. Only a fool would propose to a woman these days and give her the power to take everything he has and run away with it. Yes, only a lovesick fool. But seriously, I'm glad that someone finally had the balls to tell the truth behind the sentence, "Will you marry me?" So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.